Bitcoin's sideways grind proves costly for traders. Hey there. Have you noticed how Bitcoin's been stuck in the sideways grind lately? It's been so calm on the surface, but underneath, it's been a storm for traders. The price has been hovering around $70,000, and guess what? That's triggered a ton of liquidations, wiping out over $250 million in just 24 hours. It's wild.
While it looks like the market's taking a breather, the reality is much darker. Leveraged traders on both sides, longs and shorts, are reeling from massive losses. This isn't just a minor dip. It's a wake-up call for anyone playing with borrowed money.
Exactly. Even in a range-bound market, volatility can strike fast. Traders who thought they had a handle on things are now feeling the heat. It's a reminder that no market is ever truly safe, especially when you're using leverage.
The lesson here is clear. Discipline and risk management can't be ignored. Leverage trading isn't for the faint of heart, and this market has shown just how fragile those positions can be.
The mechanics of a market squeeze, so what's really happening here? Bitcoin broke through key resistance before settling into this sideways phase. It's like a roller coaster that's finally hit the brakes after a wild ride.
Right. This is a classic pattern in financial markets. After a sharp rally, a pullback to consolidate momentum is normal. But when leverage is involved, even a small dip can turn into a nightmare.
For traders, this means double trouble. Those who went long betting on a rise and shorts betting on a fall are both at risk. A minor price swing can trigger automatic liquidations, leaving them holding the bag.
That's exactly what happened. When Bitcoin dipped near $70,000, over-leveraged longs got liquidated. Then, when the price bounced back, shorts who expected a drop were caught off guard. It's like a seesaw. Both sides get punished.
The result? A staggering $250 million in losses. It's a stark reminder that in crypto, even a safe market can turn deadly if you're not careful.
The mechanics behind this are rooted in derivatives. Traders use borrowed capital to amplify their bets, which feels like a dream when things are going well, but turns into a nightmare when they don't.
While leverage can boost returns, it's a double-edged sword. In a sideways market, there's no clear direction, so traders are forced to rely on gut feelings or technical indicators. And when those assumptions fail, chaos.
The recent liquidations are a perfect example. A tiny deviation from expected price action can lead to catastrophic losses. It's not just about the market, it's about the psychology of trading.
Analysts eye key support levels now. Let's talk about the big picture. Analysts are watching Bitcoin's behavior around the $70,000 support level like it's a lifeline. This consolidation phase is often a pause before the next big move.
Agreed. Consolidation is a natural part of the market's life cycle. It gives the price a chance to absorb gains and build momentum for a breakout. For long-term investors, this is just part of the ride.
But for active traders, it's a test of patience and strategy. Technical analysis suggests that a retest of support is common in trending markets. It's like a confirmation that the support level is strong before the price keeps climbing.
That's why traders are so focused on these levels. A successful defense of $70,000 could signal renewed bullish momentum, while a break could mean a deeper correction. It's a tightrope walk.
The key takeaway here is that volatility is the norm in crypto. Traders who ignore the risks of a range-bound market may find themselves in hot water. It's all about adaptability.
Absolutely. The psychological aspect can't be ignored. Overconfidence in a bullish narrative or complacency in a bearish scenario can lead to big mistakes.
Looking beyond the immediate turbulence, even though the $250 million in losses is huge, it's just a fraction of the broader crypto market's volume. These events are part of the maturing process for a high-volatility asset class.
True. But the scale of the losses highlights the growing risks of leveraged trading. As more institutions enter the space, the market might stabilize, but the volatility will likely stay.
That's why the focus is now on whether Bitcoin can hold its support level. A successful defense could mean another push toward all-time highs. But if it fails, a deeper correction could follow.
The outcome of this consolidation will ripple through the broader crypto market. It'll shape investor confidence and influence other assets. Right now, the market is in a tense balance, waiting for a signal.
This sideways movement has exposed the dangers of over-leveraging and the importance of staying adaptable. It's a reminder that even in calm markets, the crypto world is still a high-stakes game.
For traders, the lesson is clear. Preparation and discipline are non-negotiable. Whether it's stop-loss orders, position sizing, or avoiding excessive leverage, protecting your capital is the priority.
And for the broader market, this event underscores that stability is temporary. The ability to navigate uncertainty is what separates the winners from the losers.
In the end, Bitcoin's recent sideways grind isn't just about price. It's a lesson in resilience, risk management, and the ever-changing nature of the crypto world. Stay sharp and stay safe.